Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brian Shanahan, joined today by Director for the Wellman Schofield Public Library, Carol Wilkins, to talk about all the fun stuff they have going on this weekend.
Lots of exciting stuff going on Saturday involving the library. First thing I wanted to hit on is you have two authors coming to town and hanging out at the library. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. Heather Gudenkoff is a New York Times best-selling author. She has some local ties. She has a new book that just came out before she was found. She's going to talk about it. She'll have things. She'll be able to sign books. She's got some fantastic stories. We just like her. She's been here before. Her new book is just fantastic. The other author is Kimberly Stewart. She's also from Iowa. She's from the Des Moines area. She has a completely different writing style, something that I think our community will really like. I'm getting really excited about to meet her. She writes more homey, comfortable, feel-good stories. So they'll be here at 10:30 talking about their writing, their books, answering questions, meeting people. We're really excited about that.
Yeah, and just from a library's perspective, how exciting is it to have not one, but two very accomplished authors, and like you'd mentioned, two completely different writing styles, so you're really getting a good variety?
I'm just really excited about it. It's great. We've got some people who, you know, I have lots of people who are enjoying reading. Reading is a good pastime. It gets you comfortable, you're relaxed. Having two totally different styles should get lots of people. I think it's fun to actually meet somebody who writes the book, ask them what was going through their mind, you know, where they get their ideas. I think there's a lot of dormant writers not knowing how to put their words on paper, and sometimes a lot of people will ask, you know, how do you get started? Where do you get your ideas? How long does it take? You know, all those kinds of things, and I think it puts a spark in people.
Awesome, very exciting, and the fun doesn't stop there. There's also a glow run happening Saturday evening. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We'll be up at the North Park about dusk at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Those that did some fundraising for us got some T-shirts, and we'll have all kinds of things that glow. Lots of glow sticks and bracelets and... it's going to be mind-boggling. We have glow games to play. We will have a DJ, so they could dance instead of walk. We'll have four stations where they can pick up more glow sticks. We're just going to glow the night away. The weather looks like it's going to be perfect. Should just be lots of fun.
Then for those who aren't exactly aware of the renovations that the library is hoping to make, can you kind of tell me a little bit about that and kind of what all this is going towards?
We're growing out of our space. I no longer have a place to put new books on the shelf. I have to take books off. We've increased our story times to where we don't have a place to put all of our kids. They don't have room to move. We're just feeling really good about the place where we're at, and we want to continue to grow, and we need the room to be able to do that. We don't have any conference rooms. We don't have a program room. We want to have a place where not only us, but other people can have a place to come for a small area. Instead of having a huge banquet room, they have a smaller area. Obviously, our books and people are still reading, so we want to have a place to add more books. We just feel it's time that in order for us to continue to grow, we need more space. So that's what we're aiming for. And we want to continue to grow. We have lots of things that we still want to do. There's some things that we've not been able to do because we don't have the space.
Of course. And so, Saturday, what are you looking forward to the most?
Oh, my gosh. It's just going to be a busy day. Saturday morning is going to be awesome because I'm just excited to meet these two ladies who are coming. personally, I've been having a blast playing with all this stuff that glows in my office. So I'm going to be just a kid, and I'm going to go out Saturday night and glow too.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Library Director for the Wellman Schofield Public Library, Carol Wilkins. You can find today's program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.